Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purium, and glad to have you listening in. We had a record-breaking backup order day here on Sunday, and lots of good stuff going on. We got some big events happening here in Hawaii Thursday night and Saturday in Oahu, and then we're going to have a manufacturing tour as well in Southern California in Long Beach. You'll have an opportunity to meet Dave Sandoval, our owner, Amy Venner, our owner, who runs the facility. And for those of you who have not seen the manufacturing tour, it is definitely an important opportunity for you to build some belief. And even if you're not in the Southern California area, chances are you know a few people that are. And if they can take off Monday morning and come see what we do, I'm sure they'll be impressed. So if you can, RSVP through the call center, either support@puriumcorp.com or just call into the call center. Let them know you're coming, because we're going to be making drinks, having our own little healthy happy hour on Monday morning, and want to make sure we're prepared for all the people that will be showing up. So tonight we're going to be talking about following up, asking for the order. It's end of the month time. It's an opportunity for you to hit those achievement bonuses. You know, one of the things we've done here at Purium that most other companies don't do is put cash bonuses on the front end of our compensation plan. So we've got a $50 bonus for the first time that you make the rank of consultant. And if you help somebody to get to consultant, if you're already a consultant and you've personally enrolled somebody, helped them to get to consultant, you make $50 as well. At director, it's 100 and 100. At executive, it's 200 and 200. And then at Diamond, we put a big bonus out there, a $1,000 bonus for hitting the Diamond rank for the first time. And, you know, that's a promotion that's going on through the end of the year. So it's an opportunity for you, if you've not been a Diamond, to focus on that, shoot for that. And in addition to the $1,000, we also have a trip to our manufacturing tour, couple of nights hotel, and we'll take great care of you. We're going to do, you know, some special trips around a Diamond manufacturing tour coming up here shortly. So lots of opportunity to earn some additional money, and that's one of the things that's fun about our compensation plan is that we've got weekly components and we have monthly components. And so if you understand at least enough about the drivers of the compensation plan, you don't need to understand all of the different sophistications of the compensation plan, but if you understand what it takes to get to consultant, what it takes to get to director, and help people get to those first few rungs of the ladder, then your month end will be more successful, it will be more profitable, and you'll help others have a good experience as well as they're moving through the compensation plan, and they're going to be much more willing to stick with it so that leverage starts to work in their favor and they can have some success. So I'm hoping that Dave Sandoval can join us here tonight. I heard lots of people just joining the line. Dave, are you on the call? I know Dave was going to try to join us. He's up at the corporate office here this evening, working late. But I'm going to jump right into the training here tonight and talk a little bit about, you know, how to close out your month and how to help somebody make the decision to join as a customer, to join as a distributor. And I want to start with a story. You know, when I first came out of college, the first real job that I had, I worked as a salesperson for a newspaper. And it was a tough job because the territory that I had was actually outside of the distribution area of the newspaper. In other words, most of the people, most of the business owners that I was calling on to buy advertising had probably never seen my newspaper. And when I was talking to them about, you know, where all of our distribution was, it was south of where they were located. And so I got the job. The training was very, very short. My sales manager went out on the road, and Dave, you're on the line?
I am.
Okay, cool. So,
sorry about that.
No problem. So I was just talking a little bit about my first job selling advertising space, and, you know, my sales trainer, she didn't do a very thorough job. You know, she showed me the customer list. We made a handful of phone calls. Basically, nobody had ever heard of us. The list hadn't been used in a long time. So we hit the road. We started driving around, And we made a couple of presentations over the day or two that she showed me, you know, what we were doing, but, you know, never really had a lot of success, and she just sent me out on my own. And so sure enough, first day that I was on my own, I went into a tire store and happened to hit it just right. This store had just opened up. They were looking for exposure. One of the owners lived in the county where my newspaper was distributed. He'd heard of the newspaper before. I did a great presentation, and he said, okay, let's do this. I'd like to, you know, buy some advertising space from you. And at that point, I didn't actually know what to do. I didn't know how to take the money. I didn't know what artwork I needed. I didn't know how to put them in the system. And I'm telling you, it was a very, very embarrassing moment, and suddenly success turned into something that was more like fear. You know, here I was on my very first day making a nice big sale, and I didn't even know what to do. And luckily, the guys were really nice, and we figured it out together. We looked at the forms, and I made a phone call back to the office and tracked down my sales manager, and we kind of figured out, you know, how much money I needed to take up front and what they needed to supply to me. And, you know, and so it was a great lesson for me right there, day one. Here I was, and I realized that, you know, you got to begin with the end in mind and understand that, you know, you may cross the finish line. And if you cross the finish line, you need to know what that looks like. And so that's what we want to share with you a little bit today, is to how to help somebody make a decision to join, but importantly also to make sure that you know what they need to do and where you can go to get them signed up correctly in the way that, that they may want to join. So, you know, if you're brand new to the business, congratulations, thanks for being on the call, and you know, what you want to do first and foremost is listen and learn, and you want to work with somebody upline to help you to close business, to help you to do the last part of the tour. You know, we talk about you being a tour guide. You've got your list of prospects. You're going to invite them to try the product or learn about the business. You're going to make a presentation, direct them to a website or some of the tools that we have so they can learn more. And then toward the end of that tour, you're going to need to follow up, and you're going to need to ask them for the order. And so, you know, if you've been in the business a little while and you're on this call, then chances are that you either have the skills or want to have the skills to be that person that's a go-to person. And that's the way you're going to build your business and be successful, is ultimately you've got to learn how to do this, and then you've got to help others learn as well. And not just your first-level people. You want to help your people, and you want to help your people's people. And if you provide a level of security that they feel like they have someone to go to as they bring interested people to you, then they're going to bring more and more interested people to you. So if the back end of that process is comfortable and exciting and successful, then chances are they're going to put more people through the front end of the process. If the back end of the process is scary and uncertain and they don't know what they're doing and they don't know who to turn to and you don't know what you're doing, then chances are that they're not going to feel good about it. And even if they have people that are interested and just about to say yes, they may not know how to get them or help them to say yes. You may not know that, and then suddenly it feels like a failure, and then you stop doing the front-end stuff of invitation. And so Dave and I are going to talk a little bit about, you know, some of the skills as far as helping somebody to make a decision. And, you know, one of the things that Dave talked about, we did a call similar to this several months back, and he talked a little bit about risk and reward and how somebody makes a decision to say yes. And I thought it was a really insightful comment and an important concept, and a good way to really start off the idea of, you know, when somebody's heard the information, maybe tried the products, and now what's going through their mind and what do you have to help them to understand. So, Dave, if you want to talk a little bit about risk and reward and how people make decisions that way.
Thanks, Dennis. And thanks to everybody who's on the call tonight. I appreciate that. You know, the main thing is, you know, leverage is really important any time that you you take a risk. Let's say that you decide to buy a car, and you know that that car has tremendous resale value because it's a car that everybody wants. then the risk that you take is a lot less. The same if you buy a house in a really nice neighborhood, the risk is a lot less. But when you go to open a business, you're looking at how fast am I going to recoup my investment and how difficult will it be. So on the risk-reward side, you look at the gold pack and you're bringing in 40 gift cards. And out of those 40 gift cards, you have to ask yourself what percentage of people am I capable of using that gift card to bring a return on my investment. And if you look at the percentages, you look at, let's say, a baseball player. And a baseball player goes up, and there's a guy last year who got like a $120, $140 million contract, and he hit 45 home runs the previous year. And that sounds like a lot of home runs until you realize that he struck out 130 times. And two out of every three times that he came up to the base, he failed. He failed two out of every three times. And for most people, that would be so discouraging. And yet for him, it didn't matter about the times that he failed. It mattered about the times that he succeeded. He succeeded 45 times. And it was those successes that he measured himself by. Now, my brother is not a great golfer. So one day we were golfing, and I said, "Hey, bud, how did you shoot?" He said, "I shot an 8. I said, "You shot 8 over?" He said, "No, I had 8 good shots today. Those are the ones I count." And if we get focused on the things we don't do well, it'll be really easy to be discouraged. So I want to give you one quick word of encouragement. And that is really quite simply the analogy, David. You remember that I gave you a little bit earlier. And I went to the Van Gogh Museum and when I was in Holland. And when I went to the Van Gogh Museum, I was fascinated to find out that Van Gogh had no idea what he wanted to do for most of his life. Learned about painting just 2 or 3 years before he decided to be a painter. And one day, in the entire tour of the Van Gogh Museum, the thing that struck me the most was when Van Gogh decided, and this is a quote, "And so it was decided, I am going to be a painter." You see, he made a decision that he was going to be a painter. Now, he only painted for 10 years. And all of the great painters of the day thought he was undisciplined. And yet, after that short 10-year career, between the time he said, "I am going to be a painter," and the time he died, he became one of the top 10 to 20 painters of all time. And the reason why is because at some point he made a decision that that's what he is going to be. And so right now, you know, we have to make a decision. What are we going to be? And if I asked you to be a master carpenter, you'd probably say that takes too much work. But if I asked you to go to IKEA and to find a really great piece of furniture and follow the instructions and put it together, you're going to be very pleased with the results, even if you're not a master carpenter. And while you may never be a naturopath, you may never have the knowledge that perhaps Amy or myself or Dr. Mike possess about nutrition, you absolutely can understand that we are the IKEA of nutrition, because all you have to do is follow the instructions and you could do things that are amazing. And people will walk into your house and go, "Wow, that's an amazing cabinet." And you're going to say, "Well, I built that myself." You see, so I just want to let you guys know that the tools are available, the instructions are available, and we've got a whole, you know, store full of things that people want and that people need. And you don't have to be a master at building furniture. We've already done that. But you do have to follow the instructions so that you don't have a couple of screws and a bolt left over at the end so the drawer doesn't work. You got to follow the instructions. It's not so simple that you could not follow the instructions. But if you do, the fast start training and the other directions we have, you can succeed. You will succeed at a great percentage, at a great level, and you'll teach people, other people, to do the same. But until you make that decision, "I'm going to be a painter, I'm going to promote Purium," and that decision is the first step in your success. And the second step is just to follow the instructions.
Well, you know, that risk-reward concept and the decision that you were talking about is so key to everything. I mean, the easiest thing to do in the world is nothing. In fact, physics says that the easiest thing to do is nothing, that an object not in motion will stay not in motion. And so the easiest thing for your prospect to do is to continue doing what they're doing as far as how they eat. So when we talk about, you know, what are some of the ideas and concepts that you want to implant in somebody's head about making a decision, what we feel is certainly a positive decision to eat cleaner, eat greener, is look at the 10-day transformation as 10 days. So that makes the decision, the risk, very minimal. You know, it's just 10 days. Now we're going to minimize that further by saying, as far as the decision goes, we've got a 60-day money-back guarantee. So if you're unhappy with the decision that you made, that if it ends up not being a good 10 days, then we'll give you your money back. So that minimizes the risk even more. And oh, by the way, as far as a budgetary decision, it's really not a budgetary decision, because over 10 days, you're going to spend about the same amount anyway on what you would normally eat. So this is an eating decision, not a budget decision. It's a 10-day decision, and it also comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. And just to sweeten it a little bit further, you can either offer them a gift card, which is $50 off, or you can share with them the concept of being a premier member and getting 30% off their 10-day transformation, as well as all of the other products that they get from Purium in the future, almost like a buyer's club. So, you know, we have people who do, you know, either the gift card or the premier membership as a way to get somebody in who's interested in being a customer. But you can see how the risk piece has been minimalized. It's been minimized by talking about how it's the same amount of money that you'd normally be spending, that it's only 10 days, and you've got a 60-day money-back guarantee. So now the risk almost gets flipped around, which is if that person is a bit overweight, if that person does have a bit of low energy, if that person is not sleeping so well, if that person is looking for something more in their lives, or they've heard about the challenges of processed food or genetically modified ingredients, hopefully during the presentation and some of the other information you've shared with them, their mind is at least opened up that there are some risks of not doing something. So if you can flip that around where the value of what they're going to get seems great and the risk seems very minimal, then it's easy for somebody to say, you know what, it's 10 days. You know what, it's a 60-day money-back guarantee. You know what, you're giving me $50 off. You're making it very difficult for me to say no. So that's what you want to do. And it doesn't have to be much harder than that. And that's why we like to focus on the 10-day transformation, is because it is so simple, it is so focused, and the results are so profound. Now, Dave was talking a little bit on the business side of things as well, the risk-reward. Now, obviously, it's a little more difficult to talk about business because the commitment ends up being a bit more. Not only just from a financial situation, I mean, you know, the amount of money for a gold pack versus a transformation is another $100, $150. It's not that much more money, but it's more of an emotional risk because people make buying decisions on products every day. They don't make business decisions or to join a business every day. Some people have never made that decision. Others, it's, you know, maybe once a year they make a real business-oriented or investment-oriented decision. So there's naturally more risk that is inferred in somebody's mind, and this is where you need to, you know, really minimize, again, the risk and increase the reward value. And Dave hit it with the gift cards, which is, you know, we're going to give you a $2,000 marketing budget with a gold pack. All you need to do is enroll three people, hand out gift cards, and, you know, if you get you need to enroll three people, we're going to be a 40 gift cards, so you need to be less than 10% successful. So as long as somebody can envision themselves handing out gift cards, as long as they can imagine that there are other people out there that they know in their Facebook friends, their email list, their cell phone list, their little black book, all the folks that they know, if they can imagine at least three people who want to eat healthier, then they should be able to imagine themselves handing out a gift card and directing them to you. And that's where you need to make somebody feel very comfortable, is, you know, spend less time talking about how great the business is. Spend less time talking about how great the products are, and spend more time talking about how much you're going to support them, how simple it is to do, and how you and your team are going to help to make that person successful. And if they feel like all they need to do is hand out some gift cards and they are sold on the concept of the transformation, then oftentimes people will jump that step of just becoming a customer, jump that step and say, you know what, for another $100, $150, it's not that much more money. I'm getting $2,000 worth of marketing materials. This is a great deal and a simple deal. And now, again, the risk-reward is flipped around, which is, what if I don't do this? This company is growing really fast. The concept seems really good. You know, what if I don't do this? And that's where you get their wheels turning, where they say, you know what, there's more risk to not doing this than doing this, because somebody else is going to talk to their friends. Somebody else is going to be the one making the money, or they can't stay where they are right now because of credit card debt or not having money saved for their kids' college or not having money saved for retirement. So suddenly, you know, there are opportunities where if you present it correctly, they'll start to understand that the risk of not doing something is greater than the reward. So, Dave, any ideas that came from that little piece there? Anything you wanted to add on to? Well, let me give you a couple of other other things to think about. You know, one of the greatest business opportunity sellers that I've ever worked with, he shared a very simple piece of advice, and his piece of advice was that you really need to get somebody to say yes to only two things, and they'll join your business. And the first thing that they need to say yes to is, will it work? Will the products work? Is there a market for the product? Is the business well structured? Can I imagine myself, if I came back a year from now, 2 years from now, 3 years from now, can I imagine that Purium would be a bigger and more successful company? And if they look at the website, if they listen to the conference calls, if they, you know, pay attention at all, chances are they're going to say, wow, this company has some really good products. They've been around a long time. They've been manufacturing the product. This Dave Sandoval is a smart guy. He's written a book. There's lots of good stuff with Purium. This seems like a company that has great timing and has a great message and a great product. But the second piece, the second yes you have to get besides will it work, is will it work for me? And that's really where you need to make that person feel comfortable. So it's almost like the will it work piece is the upside. It's the reward that they can imagine of a company growing. The will it work for me piece is the risk side, which is, what am I going to have to do? How much are you going to help me? How hard is this going to be? How long is it going to take for me to get my money back? How long is it going to be for me to make some more significant money? And so obviously the more that you make these presentations, or at least listen into the presentations and the three-way calls or the three-way face-to-face meetings or the healthy happy hours that your upline does, the more that you'll learn some of the things to say and some of the things not to say to help somebody to make that decision. Now, importantly, you don't want to be stuck like I was selling newspaper space and not knowing how to sign somebody up. So I want to just go through a couple of the simple logistics of how we enroll people and make sure you got that clear. So most people join the business, if they're joining as a member, then they're going to join as a premier member. And the reason they're going to join as a premier member is because, number one, they're going to get product every month, which they're going to want, and then also it's going to ensure that they're qualified in the compensation plan, which they're going to want. They're going to get 30% off instead of 20% off, which they're going to want. They're going to make 30% instead of 20% on their customers, which they're going to want. They're going to have other benefits, including the opportunity to capitalize on monthly product specials. They're going to get a free starter kit. They're going to get free shipping and handling on all their orders, not just their first order, over 100 points in the U.S., continental U.S. So bottom line is there are many, many, many reasons why somebody would join as a premier member. Now, if you want to make sure that they get gift cards, because that's what you've sold them on, the concept of how easy it is to just hand out gift cards, then they're going to want to start with a pack that includes gift cards. More often than not, it's a gold pack or a platinum pack, because the value is so substantial. And so what you're going to want to do then is give them one of your gift cards. You're almost training them as you're enrolling them, and you're going to either send them to your MyPurium.com website, or you can send them directly to MyPuriumGift.com. Either way, on the MyPurium.com site, right at the bottom of the page on the lower left, it says redeem a gift card. So you want to make sure that they go to the gift card redemption site if they're going to get a gold pack or a platinum pack, because they can use one of your gift cards. So that's what you want to do, or you can send them directly to MyPuriumGift.com. They're going to put in their first name, their last name, their email address, and their zip code. That's it, plus the gift card number that you give them. They're right on the enrollment page. And, you know, if you want to see what that enrollment page looks like, if you, for some reason, you signed up through the call center or have not seen it, just go to your MyPurium site, click on enroll, and it's the exact same enrollment page that you'll find on the gift card site as well. So, you know, you can see and you can start to problem solve and help somebody to understand, you know, what they need to click on to get the gold pack options, give them a recommendation. So the more that you are clear as to what they do, where they go, how much it'll cost, what to expect, they're going to feel very comfortable in the process. It's going to go as expected. They're not going to run into any unexpected stuff, and then they're going to have a good enough experience that they're going to say, you know what, I can't wait to start handing out some gift cards, because I'm sure people are going to want to do what I've just done, and they're going to want to try the transformation, and you make me feel so comfortable in helping me to get started that I'm ready to go. So, you know, if you can make that whole process smooth, then that in and of itself will help your new person feel confident to get started fast. So become an expert, work with experts, and, you know, there's lots of great, you know, third-party information about, you know, sales techniques and stuff, but basically it's about risk-reward, and it's about making people feel comfortable on the will it work and will it work for me, and knowing that you're going to be there to support them and that it's pretty easy to make this decision. Dave, I'm not sure if you jumped back on. It sounded like you might have. If you do, you have any last closing thoughts? Sounds like Dave is having trouble getting back on. So, you know, thanks, everybody, for listening in. There's lots more we could talk about as far as asking for the order and those sorts of things. But bottom line is, you know, speed really helps in this business. The more people you're talking to, you know, the better your business is going to be. People are going to feel your enthusiasm. But make sure that, you know, as you're handing out information, that you're being systematic, that you're getting them to that point of making a decision, and then don't be afraid to make that follow-up phone call or email or text and get them on the phone with your upline expert or become the upline expert and just help them to understand how simple it is with our 60-day money-back guarantee, the value of the gift cards, and what we've got going on right now. Because bottom line is this company is really growing fast, and we got lots of people succeeding, and it's very, very exciting. And I hope that you're one of them, and I hope you got some good information. So get clear as to what you want to accomplish here in the last 8-9 days of the month. Know what bonuses you're shooting for, and if you've got a big enough team, help your people below you also hit their goals, and we'll catch you tomorrow night. Dave and Amy are doing a Meet the Owners call, and then I'm going to be in Hawaii doing a business opportunity presentation Thursday night, but since the time difference, I should be able to sneak in the opportunity call with Dave as well, and that's same time, same number on Thursday. So have a great week. It's an important week and an opportunity for you to close out the month. Thanks, Dave. Good night, everybody. Talk to you soon.